Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of July at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Wizz Airlines, and we'll be looking at an Irish architect who creates plans in which you can walk to assess space, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. TheJournal.ie reports that the government will today map out how it plans to spend almost 200 billion euro on a massive infrastructure projects over the next decade. The National Development Plan, which is due to be published after the Cabinet meets this morning, will set out the large-scale infrastructure plans this government and future governments will roll out. There will be a big focus on housing, the energy grid, water infrastructure, roads, public transport and health facilities that are needed over the coming decade. Defence will also see a boost in funding. It is not yet known how much money will be spent on each priority. Much of the discussion centred around housing yesterday, with increased funding for the delivery of more units understood to be key to the new NDP. As part of the announcement, the government will also set out how it's going to spend the Apple tax money. The Irish Independent reports that Elon Musk's social media platform X has accused French prosecutors of launching a politically motivated criminal investigation that threatens its users' free speech, denying all allegations and saying it would not comply with the probe. Earlier this month, Paris prosecutors stepped up a preliminary probe into X for a suspected algorithmic bias and fraudulent data extraction, enlisting police to investigate alleged wrongdoing by the company or its executives. Based on what we know so far, X believes that this investigation is distorting French law in order to serve a political agenda and ultimately restrict free speech, the social network posted on its general government affairs accounts. For these reasons, X has not acceded to the French authorities' demands, as we have a legal right to do. Conal Thomas in the Business Post reports that the EU is to ramp up its negotiating efforts with the United States as Donald Trump pushes for minimum tariffs of 15 to 20% in any deal with the bloc. Simon Harris will tell ministers today, ahead of the publication of the summer economic statement, which sets out the parameters for budget 2026. The Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader will tell cabinet that there remains considerable uncertainty around the trade talks between the EU and the US. Trump had earlier threatened to impose a punishing 30% tariff on all EU exports ahead of the August 1st deadline, with reports late last week that the US president was aiming for at least 15% after weeks of talks, which would have seen a framework agreement to maintain the original 10% baseline tariff. Ahead of what government sources have described as a potentially economically turbulent period, the focus of the budget has instead shifted to protecting jobs and investment.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.